Lembaga.
Apis, apis, apis.
And we're a go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita anggap biasa. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita anggap biasa. The hottest people in the house tonight. They go by the name KKB. Hello. Yeah. Get it. Bukan nak mengata ataupun nak menghina. Kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia. Bang, bicara, let it go. Everybody in the house, here we go. Semua bang, bang, let it go. Kena everybody in the house, here we go. Baby, kau nak mengata ya. Hey guys, welcome back to KKB.
Woohoo!
Sup, people.
Was Friday night.
Sup. Oh, kita record ni Friday eh?
Tak ada lah Friday ke?
Week ni macam Sunday.
Tak ada lah Monday
kerja,
lah.
Besok kerja.
Korang kerja eh? Aku tak kerja, aku duduk rumah je.
Untung lah.
Sudah terang.
Good life, good life.
How's husband?
Yes. So how's everybody lah?
Alhamdulillah.
Syukur.
Macam tak lama.
Intro
tak
belum. Nama. I'm Hafiz here, by the way.
Oh, Shane, yeah, sorry.
Amy.
Yeah. Orang ni main-main lah.
Okay, so today kita it's just the three of us.
Yeah, we've decided to like have a session just the three of us, yeah, for this week.
Yeah.
Asal eh?
Because we realized that we have a lot of guests.
Recently,
and, yeah, ah, and okay. I feel that the listeners should
be catching up with us. Ah.
Yes,
Ambo, catching up with
okay.
us ke?
Yeah,
okay lah, catching up dengan kita lah.
Right, okay. So ni hari, okay, kita nak bawa pasal apa?
Bawa pasal, tak. Bawa pasal mak.
You know that when you do all these things, right? It's better to be like visually, you know?
So people can see what he does, right?
What am I? Tak lah, okay. Today we'll be talking about long-term relationships,
huh?
Or long-term marriages who are trying to have babies but can't.
The pressure.
Ooh, saucy.
Yeah. Because I guess now banyak orang lah. Yang tak ada anak, tak tahu asal.
Kan?
Maybe tak tahu eh.
Dah pasal COVID kan?
Maybe COVID lah aku rasa. Pasal COVID. Tapi ada orang cakap time COVID banyak orang buat baby.
Betul.
Tapi tak keluar-keluar pun baby.
Pakai tu topi. Yeah, so yeah, we decided to talk about this because like I've been married for going for.
Mm.
I think yeah, for going for.
Kau main-main eh.
So we decided not to have like a baby yet.
Okay.
As in the initial from the start lah. Yeah,
okay.
So like banyak orang tanya-tanya lah.
How do you feel this?
For me and my wife okay je lah. As in we don't really
take it too hard lah.
Yeah, we don't really care about what people think. Because we already like, because me and her is, we are not that young, but we are not that old.
Okay.
Yeah, so we want a time that we are together.
Of course. Yeah. I think that's quite
before,
healthy though.
Yeah, before one another. Of course, when
another
when
alien come to the world.
I'm not going to say alien. Yeah, before like, because if a precious one come like,
precious.
Now,
yeah.
Precious.
Okay, precious.
Not
yeah.
Alien. Eh?
No, alien.
Yeah, that comes like now, our whole life will be devoted to that kid.
For sure. True. For the rest of your life,
true.
Brother.
Yeah. True.
Exactly. So we wanted this like maybe 2, 3, 4 years to be just like us, to gel, really gel together.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Then, yeah.
We'll see how it goes. That's a good move.
A lot. Some people will just say what 3 years not enough?
Yeah, it's never enough. Yeah. The moment one baby pops out, you lose your sleep for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Not for the rest of your life lah.
For the rest of your life.
Tell us your experience though.
I could emphasize.
I don't think it's the rest of your life, right? Because okay, we're talking about maybe from baby to 1 year old. or 2 years.
Or maybe even 3.
Or even 3. Then after that, your sleeps are all okay. What? But that from baby to 1-2 years, rasa dia macam lama. Mm-hmm. Betul ke?
No, I still lose sleep over my kids.
Even when they are like 19, 20.
Yes.
No lah, okay lah, because
but different set of problems lah.
Yeah lah.
Mm, yeah. So when when the baby comes, it doesn't. Yes, okay. You're gonna lose sleep. You're gonna lose all of that. You're gonna lose the.
You're gonna lose yourself, bro.
You're gonna lose time, obviously. You're gonna lose time with your better half.
Yeah.
But that's where you're born also, right? Mm-hmm.
But your sole purpose is now not like, let's say you love, playing soccer.
Okay.
You love ballet.
Okay.
Okay, I'm saying like
ballet.
I'm saying Shane loves soccer and Amy loves ballet. So let's say if a kid comes by, not comes by lah, as in you have
pops
a kid,
out,
yeah, pops up.
Like Shane say, for the first 2 years, you can forget about your soccer. You can forget about your ballet yang nak kasih jari kaki.
Yeah, that's where I'm going at. Like,
okay.
For the 2 years, it's like going NS, no?
Okay, so basically, I guess from where you're coming from, if you have a kid now, mm-hmm. you won't be able to watch soccer at night. You won't be able to go and play soccer.
Then you have a dilemma, like, okay, baby is crying. You want to watch soccer.
Okay. Everything is disrupted. Yeah.
Which would you prioritize? So when that one scenario comes in, right, then the next one, kena again. Then macam, kia malas lah nak tengok bola.
True.
Gone.
True,
your passion, dream, your goals, gone.
True.
Just like that. Okay. But of course,
I understand.
I won't sacrifice bola for my kid.
I will. I won't.
Okay, ada dah kasi disclaimer. Irene, did you hear what he said?
I understand. I think I truly agree with that.
Yeah. And you said like, it's only the 2-3 years of your life. Like Amy said, problem dia belum habis like after 2-3 years, yeah?
Yeah, it's continuous.
Yeah. Comes financial,
correct.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
True. Maybe you want to talk a bit about your history,
experience,
or your experience.
Oh my god, you want me to flashback and like I haven't even go there already. I'm feeling tired.
Yeah, like as a mom yourself, like.
Okay, probably I started when I was very young lah. Very very young. I had my first child. My first child is like really terrible experience. Honestly, she is like the hardest baby to look after. I mean, I have looked after like my small cousins when I was younger and things like that. But my first child was I was damn traumatized, bro.
Oi.
Traumatized gila. Well, okay, first thing first, your life is already disrupted because everything you tak boleh buat as per you suka kan.
Yep.
And then after that the my first child nama dia Patricia kan. So Patricia she when
I like it how she says, oh, my first child is Patricia kan. Macam like she don't remember
who is my kid. Yeah. Eh? Do they exist or not?
Tak lah, korang nak kena faham eh. It is like the end of the day eh. Jadi aku nak kena fikir 10 kali.
Correct.
Kan Patricia kan.
Main-main lah.
Yeah, so she is like, of course lah, she's like heaven sent, you know. I was so happy when I got her. Mm. But dulu kat hospital malam jaga baby tau. I heard nowadays they sleep with the mother at the hospital during the night. Yeah. So during dekat hospital tu, she was in the baby nursery lah every night. Mm. So aku tak tahu dia punya devilish side macam mana, you see. Yeah. So I had to sleep at night. But of course not sleep lah. Pasal kau every hour kena kacau dengan nurse and things like that, you see. Mm. So bila balik, oh my god, my worst nightmare, bro.
But how? Like what was the, yeah.
Okay, first thing first, after you give birth, your body is like, aku rasa dah macam total wreckage tau.
Okay.
Macam
you feel it or like you?
I think when I was that young, aku how to say eh? Macam you just like macam bulldoze tau. Like macam just bulldoze that face. Like macam kau penat tapi you don't have the luxury
to rest. Is it?
Yes, something like that. Pasal kau punya badan really total wreckage, bro. Mm. Total wreckage. Like every part of your body changes. Mm. Okay, and then kalau let's say kalau go for normal birth, aku kena normal birth. You have stitches, you have to attend to yourself. And then after that, when you baby, like, okay, then of course you have milk, right? And if you don't like release the milk, you will hurt like a bitch. Kau bayangkan eh, that thing will macam jadi as hard as the batu. Aku rasa kalau kau campak benda tu dekat tembok, tembok crack bro.
Serious ah?
Is that bad? Is that bad? And during aku punya time is like 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So electrical pump baru-baru keluar, it caused a bomb. And I was young, I don't have that much luxury, but I do get it lah. Mm. Aku beli juga lah, eventually.
So you do have, okay?
Yeah, but I tell you, balik dia nangis je. He, like macam she don't sleep. Like literally, she's like a not asleep baby. Aku tak tahu aku nak salahkan diri aku because I have insomnia from very young. So she doesn't sleep, and then you cannot rest, and then she keeps crying. You don't know why the hell she's crying. Like literally, you know, for the first 2 months.
Wow.
And you have and you have to attend to yourself. You have to attend to the child, and then at to a point eh, sampai aku nearly kena postnatal. Oh. To a point like dia nangis, aku dah tak tahu nak buat apa. Put her on the like on the mattress, right? Aku just sit and rock and look at her.
Wow.
That is how bad it is. Abis kau nak kena jaga dia punya pusat, kau nak kena bawa dia pergi vaksin, you know?
Is it because you are first time mother and like you got no more like no experience? Bukan no more lah, no experience.
Probably, yeah, probably. But I was lucky because at that point of time, aku banyak help lah that time from my in-laws, you see. So like macam aku punya mother-in-law at that point of time, she's very experienced and she look after a lot of babies. So like banyak kali like she took the child away from me, like macam just to let me rest, just to let me have my me time, you know, and that kind of thing. And then sometimes baby tu nangis-nangis malam, she will just take over. And then like macam kadang-kadang dia pun tak boleh tahan, pukul 3-4 pagi she will send it back to me. You know, like macam we take turns lah. Yeah. So I think I was quite lucky at that point of time because I got that kind of support. I can't imagine if let's say I was alone.
Yeah.
Aku rasa aku gila bro.
Oh sir. Like you listening to you like sharing your experience pun aku macam oh seram apa.
Rabak. And it's like a total recognition ni macam okay eh, every few days ke at the point of time lah kau nak kena bawa dia pergi polyclinic. Kan? And then you have to attend to yourself, you got to attend to the child, and then after that kalau let's say baby tu ada jaundice, another problem, kau nak kena bawa pergi hospital kalau too high and things like that. Yeah. So yeah, it for a first time mother at that age, I think if aku tak ada support, aku rasa
aku naik blok lompat.
No, like, yeah. Like, another thing, another factor that you must put in if your baby is healthy. If your baby is not healthy,
another.
Yeah, that's another story.
Yeah,
yeah, that's not really easy. Yeah, especially kalau okay, let's say lah, kalau orang ada sakit ke apa, and the expenses is not no joke,
yeah, bro. It's not cheap.
That's why nowadays aku rasa ada insurance kan, insurance yang cover pregnant mums. Betul?
Okay guys, if you want to get insurance, you may call me.
Call me eh. Apa insurans kau ada? Yeah, yeah, but on a side, yeah, yeah. I think Hafiz, your wife is actually...
Oh, yes. my wife is an insurance agent. If you want anything, you can just call me or my wife.
Yeah, I think mothers nowadays should actually start covering way before, like macam like during pregnancy, I think they have correct. That kind of package.
Even before they come out.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Based on aku punya experience, please do. Yeah. If let's say at this age aku still gonna get pregnant, I think I will have done. I will do it. I will do it for sure.
Yeah. So guys, if you want any insurance, like be it your baby ke, your family ke,
betul.
Feel free to DM.
Or even your personal punya portfolio. Yeah, yes. Why not?
And this is not a sponsor, eh?
You can.
Hafiz, someone.
You can call me at www.agentbintangshane.
I like that. Call me, but you give me a website.
Website. Takkan nak kasih number sih? Tak boleh. Nanti dangerous. Banyak orang call.
Dangerous.
Agent scam.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, but we not say sidetrack lah. We go back to the first part.
About
okay, I think the peer pressure comes when we always go for
like, functions.
Functions,
correct.
Functions,
but I think like for every like okay lah, because I hear this a lot from the Malay society where you go. And the makciks will be like damn spot on. Eh, bila nak dapat anak?
Correct.
Kahwin dah lama tak ada anak.
Tak ada tapis-tapis.
Ah, tak ada tapis.
Eh, asal tak ada anak.
Ah. Asal laki kau ada problem ke?
Exactly.
Asal kau anak saudara aku ada problem ke?
Yes, correct.
So it's like, kenapa aku cakap apa eh?
Yeah, but I'm blessed because COVID came.
Okay,
yes,
no more
true,
functions.
True.
Ah, true lah.
Yeah, but of course lah. I mean, of course, memang kita nak have a kid, but I feel that the start of the marriage kita still feeling each other. No, not say feeling each other in
like
the wrong
macam
way.
Ni dah deep.
No, no, not in the wrong way. Like,
kenapa aku dim lampu?
We are still finding our way to like to have our comfortable, you know,
zone.
Like we want to know more of each other first.
Right.
Yeah. So okay, like imagine kalau like lepas kahwin, then you have anak, then you
straight away jump into that wagon, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, agree.
Yeah.
Tapi it's like I don't know if you ask. Okay, wait, I'm talking about the peer pressure part lah. Yeah. What would you say to let's say ada function lah, tak ada COVID lah.
This is the most cliche answer you can give and okay, the most political answer
okay
you can give.
What is it?
Makcik doakan je lah. Allah belum nak kasih apa.
Okay.
Eh, kau at least ada that kind of ni eh. Kalau aku dah, sometimes I do feel pressure lah.
Yeah, yeah.
I do get asked like bila aku nak ni. Like first thing first, makcik-makcik.
That's, I cannot.
Aku punya mulut dah nak start mencarut tau. Tapi aku I mean like, first of all, kita tak tahu what God plans ahead for us.
Correct.
Eh?
Correct.
Buka, bedek lah kita cakap kita tak nak ada anak. But sometimes belum ada rezeki sih.
Correct.
Kan betul tak?
Yeah.
Nanti kalau aku tanya, cik bila nak meninggal?
Yep.
Diorang boleh tahu ke bila orang nak mati? Tak tahu kan?
That's a bit too harsh.
Itu sebab lah kalau ikut mulut aku yang macam gini memang kot. Dah gitu kita dah boleh panggil Nabil kan?
Let me impose you a question.
Yes.
Why do you think makcik-makcik have the audacity to say that?
Pasal diorang kipu?
Tak. I think in general, makcik-makcik, okay eh. Makcik-makcik in general tak ingat apa-apa. Yep. Maybe it's just an opening topic to have a conversation with you.
Ya, yeah, dah lama tak jumpa kan?
Yeah.
So nak makcik bawang.
But I can say what? Kerja mana ni sekarang?
No, that's the starting lah.
So probably the last function yang diorang pergi is your wedding.
Okay. So the starting will be like this tau. Okay. Dah jumpa family semua, then you come in with your wife eh.
Okay.
Kali your family is all there, no? So you come in with your wife.
Mm.
I'm like, hey, Hafiz, how are you? Mm. Then obviously you say, okay, baik, yeah, cik, salam semua, you know, alhamdulillah, blah.
Ah, bila nak ada?
Belum. They will say, pergi makan dululah. So okay, dah pergi makan semua. So you are sitting down tengah makan. Then your makcik will come.
Hafiz is like clicking his fingers
on,
your makcik will come. Sekarang masih kerja sama tempat. Yang sama-sama juga.
With the hand on my shoulder.
And then knowing your wife kat tepi kan.
Correct.
Okay, so after that the hand kat shoulder, they will like, okay, dah lama kan kerja situ. Dah okay, habis sekarang dah naik pangkat. Dah duduk office kan sekarang.
Aku cakap kau, dia ni makcik killer tu.
Tak keluar kan, selalu kat office je. Oh, okay. And still knowing your wife kat tepi.
Correct.
Okay, she would obviously tegur your wife lah. Eh, no, they won't tegur the wife.
Wait, pause. Guys, this one is not like, it's just a
re-enactment.
Re-enactment eh.
Not saying anyone.
Not saying to anyone. Jangan
terasa kan.
Terasa, kalau terasa,
kau pergi pasal lah.
Betul. Kau pergi pasal. So yeah lah, knowing your wife kat tepi, she will like put the shoulder ready, the hand on the shoulder tu. Go nearer to your ears.
Oh my god. Were you a makcik last time?
Tak. Aku learn a lot. So that hand on the shoulder, bila nak dapat anak? Dah try ke? And then you will be like, sial lah tengah makan, sial kata ni aku question macam ini.
Oh my god.
Terus mata besar. Ha? Apa? Apa masih cakap? Anak. Oh, taklah cik tengah, taklah. Tengoklah kalau ada rezeki ada kan. So that is how they gonna do it though.
But this question is never ending, bro.
Correct.
Bila kau ada satu anak, oh bila kau tak ada anak eh? Diorang tanya, "Oh, bila nak ada anak?" Okay, dah kau dah ada satu anak eh, the next year satu anak eh. Bila nak nombor dua?
Kau dah nombor dua? Lepas tu let's say rezeki kau baik kan. Kau memang on the ball punya eh. Kau dah dapat the fifth kid. Bila nak stop ni? Apa nak buat tim bola? Eh,
you can never.
Kemarin aku datang sini, kau cakap apa dengan aku? Bila dah dapat anak? Aku dah kasih 5 anak. Sekarang kau tanya aku nak buat tim bola. Apa kata makcik aku? Eh, tak boleh, tak boleh. Makcik, tak boleh, tak boleh, tak boleh. Itu dah lari saja.
But tu.
Aku tak boleh.
Betul ke?
Betul. No, facts. Kau berbual semua.
But
tu. Amy, quiet please.
Aku tak boleh tahan.
Eh, tutup dah memang lah. Bising je.
But tu, when do you know that you has reached a certain age? It reach a certain
limit.
No, limit. A level of makcik-makcik. I mean, they were once like us, like young.
Correct.
Yeah. When do you hit a certain level of makcik-makcik? Like you said.
Wait, that time when they ask you questions like that there?
Yeah.
Depending actually.
Were they kena last time also like that?
Obviously lah. Kalau itu pasal dorang tak. Sial lah, aku rasa dulu punya time.
Lagi rabak.
Kau pergi main sekarang?
Eh, sial lah.
Semarang siap diri.
Laki dia kat tepi. Kau lepas dalam sekarang.
At the start of the podcast, kau cakap jangan pekik ke?
Oh, sorry. Aku jawabkan mic sikit. Kau pergi main sekarang.
Better. Ha.
Confirm lah, pasal apa? Okay lah, I think last time it was more of we want to keep the name of the family.
Correct.
You understand?
Correct.
Now it's like you see people who are not married, thinking of not having a kid. You know, thinking of all that, be it whatever race lah. You know, but I think it's totally different lah. Last time it's like, okay, kena ada anak pasal apa? We need to keep the family name.
Yeah, especially for the boys. Yeah, they need boys.
No, we need to grow the family. We need to this. We need to that. Okay, be it from aku misal lah. Like, sama juga. You know, oh yeah, we want to keep that name. Mm. We want to keep it growing.
Mm.
Tapi when time goes by, you will just tend to, it's nothing.
Yeah,
it's just, oh okay. Kau tanya aku question gitu, aku akan dia. Pasal apa? How are you gonna answer sih?
Correct.
Kan aku main sekarang depan kau makcik.
Kau nak tengok? Macam how to answer? Macam
tengok,
kerja Tuhan sih. Like,
kau nak tengok tak makcik? Aku lepas dalam. Tak boleh apa makcik saya.
Makcik nak join?
Nah, sekali makcik cakap. Nak join boleh?
Eh korang bukan saya.
Okay. Eh makcik, makcik ni apa? Only fans ke? So it's... That's what I said lah. I guess it's... whole total different thing from now and last time. You know, so it's like, it's more of now, okay, never mind, you all do your own thing. Hello, dekat sangat tu. Dekat sangat, dengar. ASMR ke ni? So,
tadi Amy tengah minum air.
So it's, I don't know. I just think it's a totally different thing now lah. But I guess the pressure is still on lah. Yeah. On people or newlywed couples lah. Like I think
even yang dah bertahun-tahun kahwin
marriage couples lah. Marriage couples. You know, because the first question is going to be asked at bila?
Yes, correct.
Bila?
Even like the day after the marriage. Also, yeah.
And like statistics.
Tak, kalau the day after the marriage namanya
tak ada cakap testicles.
Testiclesly.
I mean like judging from the statistic. Probably like surveys done, I think lately this generation yang kahwin susah nak buat anak.
Yeah.
As to what I see on my personal views, aku feel like there's like macam this kind of problem, or not problem, I would say this kind of situation banyak happen in this generation.
Yeah.
Aku tak tahu, maybe it's because of the stress ke work, I mean macam pressure or all the expectations, like macam you have to have a house by the time you kahwin, you have to like graduate before you kahwin, you have to like work before you kahwin, you know, all this pressure. I don't know whether it's one of the factor. What do you think?
I think it is.
It's obviously.
Yeah, because like let's say I'm okay, let's put a person a guy.
Exhibit A.
Yeah, exhibit A.
Okay.
So a guy want to get his degree. Okay. So let's say example he went to poly. Temasek Poly ke yang poli ke apa-apa poli lah.
Poliklinik ke.
Yeah. So after poli, they die-die have to go to NS or defer.
Right.
Okay. So this NS thing, right, is still gonna pull you back no matter what for 2 years.
Mm. Okay. Agree.
So degree, okay, maybe kalau kau ambil full time is 3 years, 3-4 years. Right. Kalau if you take part time is maximum 8 years. Okay. By the time you'll be 28. Okay. So if you want to graduate and earn some more, you need at least 12 years, 10 years,
maybe. To really establish yourself lah.
Correct.
And by the time kau nak kahwin, kau nak start a family, is okay. Like what, late 30s?
This is the part where, like I said, this generation where people think that, okay, I don't want to get married. You know, I just want to fulfill myself. That sounds wrong. Yeah.
Feel myself?
Fill me up. Okay, yeah. So it's more of, okay, I want to build myself up.
Correct.
You know? Yeah. So the thoughts of, okay, if I want to get married, you know, I have to go through all this. I know I have to pay a lump sum of money. I have to do this. I have to do that. Then when I get married, after I'm married, I have to get a kid. So, like, I think it brings back to the same topic where you came just now. By saying that your goals are basically down the drain. Shoot really lah.
Yeah. So that's just career wise though. You need to get a house.
Yeah, that's what it means lah. Like, you need a house. You correct. Need this. You need that. You need to build your freaking savings.
Correct.
And that obviously will take time.
Yeah. We're not saying it's impossible.
Correct. Yeah lah.
Yeah, but it's texting on someone lah. Like no matter you are how strong.
Correct. Yeah. Like you see. Nak kahwin, bikin apa? Buat Grab.
Correct.
Work multiple jobs, mm-hmm. Do this, do that.
Correct.
Just to get married.
Yeah.
And
even it, that
is just the starting.
Yeah, that's just starting. No, you are doing all this to start. I mean, want to fulfill the rest. Macam mana you do?
So basically, exactly. So basically, 8-5 finish.
Correct.
Okay. Extra job. Go back home. So basically, that's only like what you mentioned. That's your first part of getting married tau.
Correct.
So after that, when the kid comes, apa? Government bayar?
Rumah comes.
Then while you're doing that, what is your qualification?
Right.
Yeah. I think all that pressure, makcik-makcik all have to take account lah kan.
Eh, makcik-makcik, korang diam, korang memang.
No, I mean like, I think.
Sorry, makcik. I didn't mean to say that.
Allah sayang kita.
Kita baik, Allah sayang. Ada lah cik.
Yeah,
kalau tak ada, like, tak adalah. Senang cakap lah. Pasal apa? Susah sih. Even though kalau hari-hari you do it, tak semestinya
tak
dapat
kasih,
anak
sih. I mean, of course there's other alternatives like IVFs and other processes.
IVF also.
Mahal gila sih.
Bro, you have to save up for that just to get anak sih.
But of course, government ada subsidi.
Ada subsidi. Okay, so
but
IVF
still,
is,
it costs a lot lah.
IVF something is like, you know, if you watch porn, right? Okay, so guys go inside this room, they give you magazine.
Okay.
Okay, but this one no nurse will come inside lah.
Yeah.
You fulfill yourself.
This one is a legit one lah.
Legit one lah. This one is not Pornhub. Salah.
Apa tu?
Apa? So this is
hamster. Apa?
So this is something like. Yeah lah, you do all that, you fill the cup up, okay. Then after that, they will take and then they will inject it to the woman, the wife. Woman.
No, that one is another process. IVF, I think they will have to take out the egg, and then they will
incubate.
Something like that. They will incubate. Is that the right word?
No, incubate is to.
Aku tak tahu lah. Aku ada cousin
incubate
yang
untuk panaskan.
Yes.
I have a cousin who's an embryologist before. So aku lupa nak tanya dia what's the process or how's the process.
Something like that lah.
Yeah, something like that. What I know is they will take out the guys.
They will play with eggs lah.
So it can become scrambled egg.
And then they will have to like wait until like macam it's really formed, and then they will put it back to the woman.
So approximately berapa? How much?
In thousands, bro.
Wow.
In thousands. But I think the government subsidized like macam 70 people because we need population for sure. Mm-hmm. So I think it will the process is actually a subsidized process, tapi still it will still come out with in thousands lah.
Yeah.
So you see, yeah.
And then sometimes it's not 100% like it will work. It was
successful.
Bayangkan, I have friends who went IVF like 2-3 times eh, to no avail. You know, every time when they waited like for the thing to happen, and then menses datang, upset sih.
So when you pay for the IVF, then if unsuccessful, then unsuccessful lah.
Unsuccessful lah. Then kalau kau nak try lagi, kau restart everything again.
Unsuccessful lah. Transaction.
Yeah.
So your money fly away like that lah.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Scam kan? No lah, no actually. She's not a scam lah. But
if I am the big people on top, that not God eh. the people in power. I can just say okay, give him the fifth time ah. The fifth time confirm get lah.
Right. See?
Like a scam lah, like example.
Oh right.
Yeah, but okay, in a way I don't think it's a scam lah.
Yeah lah. Okay. I feel so lah.
To all the doctors out there, I know you're doing your work. We understand. Okay.
But still it's God's will lah.
Yeah.
But in a way also, if ada lah, saya nak cakap hashtag kalau ada.
Yes, correct.
Ada.
But what if a doctor comes to you, actually we must hit a certain quota, then I can give one. What if
sebelum aku maki kau doktor aku dah bayar kau example 8,000 kau nak cakap aku gitu kau masuk sekarang bilik tu kan
kau tarik kau
kau tarik keluar apa-apa yang dalam seluar kau
itu sounds wrong sama
aku kat dalam bilik sel dengan dia but yalah let's just put it this way lah kalau all this is okay lah. In a way, it's God's will lah.
Yep.
Okay, kalau ada. Kalau tak ada pun tak apa.
Yeah.
I don't know lah. I don't know. Because I think if you think about it too much, it will
drain you, bro.
Drain you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know because how to say it? It will obviously be texting to you because you are trying, tapi nothing is happening. You know, so when that happens, you just get demoralized.
True.
And then when you get demoralized, you just think, okay, tak
apa. And then you will have like macam conflict or probably like macam ini dengan your partner.
You're frustrated lah.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so it's like, then you won't know like siapa in the wrong. You understand?
Yeah.
So if let's say, you can't tell your wife, aku rasa kau yang problem lah siang.
Mm-hmm.
And then your wife, aku rasa kau yang problem.
Yeah, then start.
Then after that start. Okay, kita cerai.
Correct.
Then when that cerai thing comes, a whole different ball game already.
Yeah.
So it's like,
siapa nak tanggung, makcik?
Yeah. Nak tanggung ke? Kau imagine we explain all this to the makcik. Makcik, they all be macam, Lucia, aku baru tanya satu soalan.
Kan? Makcik cover loss. Apa sih nak?
Baru tanya satu.
Mana baru tanya pasal anak? Belum tanya pasal benda lain.
Macam gitu tadi tengah makan apa nasi biryani eh? Dia akan angkat pinggan dia.
Dah limpah sih.
Dah limpah dah.
But that's how to shut up a makcik what. The next function that you go confirm tak akan tanya.
Ya, yeah, dah gitu true nanti lah. Dia dah cakap kita kurang hajar, dah gitu correct. Macam mak bapak kita tak ajar.
Correct. Pun. Sorry, we taking a sip of water.
Water.
Pardon us, yeah.
My feeling.
Yeah, so I guess I just think it's not a bullshit question, but it's more of it's just a magic question.
I think we should educate like macam people eh, not to ask this type of questions.
No, but the thing is you cannot educate them.
I mean, maybe if we like do something like apa tu, apa awareness ke?
Macik-macik awareness campaign.
Macik, for every time you nampak anak saudara you ke saudara mara you yang belum ada anak, you tak tanya, I kasih you satu lollipop.
That can be a campaign. But
just to shut your trap, you know that kind.
No, actually I got one question. I got one question to shoot them back.
Apa?
Confirm by the time that age already, diorang tak boleh dapat anak apa.
Ooh.
Kan? Uh-huh. So when they ask you that, bila makcik punya turn lagi sekali?
Wow.
sorry, saya lupa. Makcik dah tak boleh dapat anak.
Jahat sih.
Tapi, but, ya, no lah.
Itu semua doa tu.
Betul.
Jangan.
Makcik kalau mengandung, Tuhan izinkan, dia pergi rumah kau, dia gegar.
Ada siap.
Just do Siti Nualiza lah.
Eh?
Ah ya.
Wait, Siti Nualiza sahulah.
Dia baru 42 eh. Ooh. Ke 41.
How old was she when she got pregnant?
The last one tak tahu. 40
eh.
Kot.
Eh.
Sebarang siap. Buat dosa je.
40 kalau get pregnant is considered okay. Bagus pun kan? No eh. Kan?
No, no,
it's
no.
Rare. Not rare.
40 is already like, okay lah. If you ask me on my personal ground, I think it's lambat lah.
Lambat, yeah.
Lambat, yeah.
So, I guess it's like, aku tak tahu eh. I think I ever nampak lah where diorang dapat anak at a damn old age.
Okay.
I think I saw it on YouTube lah.
Okay.
Shout out to YouTube, man.
Sponsor us, YouTube.
Sponsor. Dora reply, go and do content lah, sial.
You stupid fuck.
No, tapi aku rasa ada juga lah. You know, but
apa like, YouTube sponsor?
No. Orang tua dapat anak.
Yeah.
You know, okay lah. Let's just put it this way lah. At the end of the day, if God wants to give you a kid,
yeah,
you will fucking have a kid lah.
That's the conclusion lah.
That's the whole bloody conclusion lah. Okay, because we're just living it in God's hands.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no matter how much you try also, kalau God doesn't will it, it won't happen.
Yeah.
Betul?
Like how God wills Mary, Mother Mary. You know, she's not married and she has a child.
Mana tu dapat?
Ha.
Okay, dapat.
Dan itu dah
that we don't
get. Itu kita panggil okay. Nabil kita berbual.
Yes.
Abang Undertaker.
I don't mind calling Nabil again.
Boleh juga.
Listeners, we are just thinking of like bringing in
older people. Older.
Older guests.
Older guests.
Yeah, from the past episodes.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear anyone that just go to Spotify and then let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can go into Instagram also and DM us lah.
Correct. Yeah, we are always 24/7.
Yeah, you text us.
Yeah,
you will text.
Pagi
you
Hafiz free. Yes. Petang Amy free. Malam Shane free.
Sudah terang.
Correct. So Madi.
Taklah, aku punya shift malam lah.
Aku malam.
Depends, aku yang susah nak tidur dah.
Oh dah, dia malam. Petang actually semua ada lah.
Okay. Pagi semua pun ada.
3 pagi Amy dengan Shane je. Aku dah gone. Aku dah gone.
Literally aku rasa macam tak tidur eh.
Correct. Bro, people DM us je. Macam banyak orang gitu kan. DM kita.
Ada siap. Jangan main-main je.
Ada, okay.
Ada si.
Yeah, so when I wake up in the morning, dah reply. Yeah. Must be like this tu lah.
Dah terang
aku,
lah.
Aku.
Okay, kau.
Okay lah, kau.
Okay,
kamu kena ambil.
Kasih. Shit. Kan nanti ada world walk.
Tak apa. Aku okay. Aku santai je.
So since yang apa Singapore have already opened the borders, the vaccinated lane or something like that.
VTL
vaccinated is what?
Vaccinated travel lane.
So
people who are vaccinated, they can actually opt to go out lah to whichever country yang open up for this kind of VTL lanes. I mean like VTL.
But
throughout the world.
It depends. Like for now, Europe open up. Dah banyak country juga open up. Yeah, and end of November, I think KL is opening up. So yeah, a lot.
Malaysia pun kan?
End of November.
KL Malaysia.
Betul.
Okay guys, saya sekarang tengah pukul 1 pagi ya.
Satu pagi. I was thinking that Malaysia was
satu
like
pagi kau dah tidur.
A country on its own. Tak. KL tak. No. Malaysia.
I think it's bad for Shane to sit in front of the mirror.
Betul.
Because yeah, he keep looking at himself. The feeling himself. The feeling himself, bro.
Okay. Apa sih kamu buat? KL ke Malaysia bodoh. Reply
guys,
balik,
dia tengah berbual dengan cermin actually.
Siol lah, main-main lah.
Yeah. Right, so but the issue is due to this kind of lanes, like a lot of places, like for example, in Germany, I think the numbers are rising. So and then pula kita punya numbers were rising, so they are actually considering to put us under the high risk punya category.
Yep.
So I'm not sure what is coming up for Europe lah. Yeah. Like what are they going to do with us? Whether we need quarantine when we reach there or so ever lah.
But personally, would you like, okay, let's say I say November KL is opening up, Would you jump on the ship and go?
Oh my god, if you ask me my heart must aku nak pergi. That's so badly like
95% of Singaporean.
Yeah.
No, 95 lah, 90.
But 90 lah. But I would say that it will take a while for me lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Considering the factor that aku punya immune is so damn bad. Oh. And then if anything happen and then anak-anak aku masih sekolah, you know, and things like that. So I will wait for a while. Kau?
For me, yeah, me and my wife dah decide to wait. Because risk.
Of course, safety is first thing first. Right. And then after that, copy health.
Yeah.
Right?
So the ones that want to go first lah. You'll be the guinea pig. We'll just wait.
Please go. Please go.
Carry on, guys.
So if you got anything that kena apa-apa ke, let us know lah.
Let us know. Boleh duduk. Kita boleh berbual santai. Yes. Kita nak tahu you punya experience.
Correct. Also, talking about that, right? I heard from my mom, my uncle actually kena COVID.
Oh my.
Positive.
Right.
So he is quarantined. Not is, was. Dia dah keluar. He got quarantined at his house, one room aja.
Mm.
So after that, he go and meet my nenek.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, to just singgah, like meet. So he said, my nenek asked him like how was the experience. Mm. He said he wouldn't want anyone to go through it.
Really?
So, yeah. So because it's worse than asthma, you can't breathe, but you can't do anything. So you just have to let it go.
Okay.
Yeah, throughout that quarantine period.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have childhood asthma. Okay. As in when I was a child. Yeah. So I know the feeling of cannot breathe, but you have a pump. You imagine having you can't breathe, but you can't do anything, and you just have to, you know?
Oh my god.
Tapi, yeah. But now they're making this thing into like a
normal like virus.
Flu. Yeah, yeah.
So
but you think about it, eh? They say there is a statement whereby they say the flu influenza is more deadly than COVID.
Okay.
Tapi why didn't they like make influenza macam flu punya jab compulsory? You get what I'm trying to say?
Because this is worse.
I mean, I know, but the problem is they say it's more deadly than COVID.
Influenza.
Yeah, flu, normal flu.
But I think. Flu was deadlier than COVID.
Yeah, but
last
we
time.
Only took, but it's not mandatory to take the jab. You see,
and it wasn't mandatory to wear mask.
But like said, COVID, I think it attacks faster. Maybe that's why. Yeah, that's the reason why it's
maybe cause flu last time. Diorang maybe pernah ke? We don't even know, right?
Last time ada lah wabak tu tak salah aku like many years ago. But after that, tapi dia tak ada macam ini. Okay, let's say macam BCG. Satu, in a lifetime, kau cuma ambil dua kali je.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us. Mm-hmm. But ada yang ambil satu kali je. Kalau pasal P6, kalau macam diorang test kau when you are 12, kau tak perlu, kau tak payah ambil.
Mm-hmm.
Betul?
Mm-hmm.
Tapi time baby, of course, it's compulsory for everybody lah.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, macam flu was so way back. Don't zone.
Oh, aku tengah tengok benda ni.
Shane is zoning.
Macam cool pula benda ni.
Flu is way back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and with the advancing technology, like they are able to macam contain that in a single pill. Let's say macam if you have got flu, then you take this pill, then you are okay.
Mm.
You know that yellow pill?
For the nose. Yeah.
Itu macam kau ambil knockout.
Okay.
Maybe that applies to you. Bukan aku. So.
Maybe give COVID like maybe 5 years.
It may
become just a normal flu.
And they come out with a pill also.
Correct.
Pill. I won't be surprised.
Pill kuda.
Betul.
Tapi I don't know how true is true. I saw this like TikTok Malaysia. There's a female doctor lah. She show like these videos whereby unvaccinated person or an vaccinated person when they get COVID, you should see the one yang not vaccinated. Lungs are totally gone, bro.
Lungs, okay.
Like macam totally dissolve, like tinggal sikit aja doh.
Mm. Tak pasal dia benih isap rokok.
Yeah.
Tak lah.
Ataupun vape.
Betul.
Malaysia vape lah. Singapore tak boleh guys.
Smoke less, vape more. Tak. Salah.
Terbalik.
Ya,
terbalik.
Okay.
Pasal Singapore ada cigarette, okay.
Oh.
Pasal dia boleh tax pun.
Vape less, smoke more. Betul tak?
Betul.
Speaking of which, hari tu ada viral kan pasal budak kecil vape. Bapak dia kasi vape.
Ooh,
diorang buat TikTok. Aku tak tahu. I came across that video.
That's just stupid lah kan.
kalau awak dengar kan, awak memang bodoh lah. Awak just memang bodoh lah. Tak, who in the bloody right mind kasih kasih anak sih? Apa, kirakan kau kau vape, anak kau kena join lah.
Cool lah.
Kau bodoh ke? Kau bodoh ke? Kau anak kau bodoh?
Yes. Tak, anak tak boleh cakap bodoh pasal betul, dia ikut bapak apa.
Betul, betul, betul. Yeah. Itu rezeki. So, so, tapi itu memang bodoh lah. Siap, kau buat TikTok siap.
Yes, yeah.
Kau budak tu keluar, aku tengok video tu aku kelak, ketawa gila hati. Budak tu kau berdebu-debu berasa asat dalam
muka. Tak, habis belakang demi video, video, video dia. Kau tahu yang kes macam Indon Indon punya lagu?
Ah, ya, correct.
Lagu apa?
Tak tahu lah lagu apa.
Macam dangdut lah.
Ah, macam dangdut. Habis belakang dia macam color-color gitu.
Yeah, that, that, that shows macam like how how irresponsible like the the person is lah.
Bapak dia yang irresponsible.
Yeah.
Bapak mana tu?
And and the sabo the vaping world.
Asya. You know you by doing that eh. Okay, we're not encouraging vaping lah.
Or smoking.
Or smoking, but if you are doing it already, shit, carry on lah. You know, but if you give it to your anak, memang bodoh lah.
And post on TikTok.
Post on TikTok.
Don't be a rotten apple lah.
Don't be Toot. A bloody stupid, numbskull, head duster.
Apa sih head duster?
Bulldozer, stupid mother.
Ashton is saying this, okay, he's okay. Closing his eyes and finding words.
Yeah, finding words. Yeah lah, just don't be stupid lah, you know.
Yeah.
Up, up, if let's say, then some of this COVID thing, let's say sekarang anak kau masih vape. Asya. Anak kau bilang sial lah, size tangan
kat letak. And how old eh? I don't remember. How no, young he was he?
He was very young. Maybe I can say like
9, 10?
Yeah, around there.
You know, then with this COVID thing, sekali anak kau dapat COVID,
siapa nak tanggung?
Nak nak blame apa? Nak blame vape?
Blame PAP.
Tak boleh.
Tak boleh eh?
Bila-bila PAP mia.
Ni pengampu government eh.
So, so is okay lah. If you want to do do it the right way, but don't fucking post on bloody TikTok or
social media lah.
Social media lah. Don't be a dumbass lah.
Correct, correct, correct.
You know, you stupid shit you yeah. Hate full of.
Shane is very passionate about children, so
not about vaping ah.
Bukan.
No, no, not about vaping. No, some more with this COVID thing. Anak tu kalau saya kena COVID and then makes it worse, lungs dia dah filled with water pasal correct. The vape.
Hmm.
Makes it worse eh. Sekali like what Amy was saying, they dissolve. Lungs they dissolve. Sekali ooh. Tinggal air je kat dalam. Try to imagine lah. Aku tengah imagine ni yeah. Dia tak ada lungs tapi dia ada air. So like dia breathe air keluar hidung.
Guys,
air nak keluar ni.
Shen my imagination is
so it's like
going wild.
Yalah just yalah, don't be dumb lah. Jangan yeah. Cakap lah, don't be dumb lah.
Okay, a next topic that I have.
No, no, wait, belum.
Masih tak happy lagi ni.
Belum.
Shoot.
Okay, with this VTL thing, right? Okay, the traveling thing. Mm. Where would be the
ideal
country that you will go to now?
Ooh, with VTL.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, what are the countries that is okay, supporting VTL?
We don't talk Korea. About this VTL thing lah.
Okay. What is the ideal?
Yeah.
Just the ideal
after,
place.
Okay, now COVID is done.
Wow.
And dusted. You know? Everybody got their lungs back.
And everybody is vaccinated.
Everybody vaccinated. And everybody freaking booster shots.
And everybody stops vaping.
And everybody takes shots. Just because COVID is done.
Woo! Okay.
Where would you go?
I would go to Japan.
Again?
Yeah.
You don't ask Shane. You don't ask Shane where he wants to go. He will tell you just one simple place he wants
where?
To go.
Where?
Kotaka.
Simple?
Yeah.
Simple lah.
Batam.
Serius lah? Dah terang bro.
Why Batam?
Why Batam
okay,
bro?
Okay, Shane punya definition of
bro,
holiday.
Bro, aku kat Batam dah macam boss.
Boss, ya. Okay.
Macam tengku siap. Macam king siul.
Understand.
Dah macam
feeling.
Apa tu?
Datuk.
Datuk sial.
But
tapi kereta biasa je.
Biasa. No, but You can go to Indonesia, what? Not specifically Batam, what?
No, he's too comfortable. One thing about Shane, the moment he gets comfortable, that's where he
will go away.
Yeah. 10 kali, 10 tahun aku tanya dia, kita nak pergi mana holiday tahun ni? Batam lah.
Batam gerik siya. But what?
Okay, no, Shane me definition of holiday is actually tidur, okay, makan,
okay,
lepak.
Lepak.
Which is what basically all guys love, what?
Yeah, yeah. But this one is different, bro.
Dia punya is like, okay, kalau pergi Batam per se. First day kita sampai, okay, kita letak bag kat dalam ni, okay, kita pergi makan.
Massage.
Yes.
Correct.
Shane hari-hari boleh massage. Hari-hari.
Wow.
Badan jadi itu tau.
Jelly.
Jelly.
Yeah.
Betul.
His definition is massage, balik, makan, tidur.
To my people in Batam. Shout out to you all lah, guys.
Oh, I think I miss our permanent driver there.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
He's there.
For how long already? For 10 years already, yeah. No.
Wow. So guys, if let's say korang nak pergi Batam, once everything is done,
let us know. We tell you who is the best driver.
We give y'all good deals.
Okay. Yeah.
Agent Bintang di Batam juga.
I use our promo code. Kukup's Birds.
To the sponsors who are listening, if we get sponsors, yeah, do sponsor us because we can talk more about your products. We can do a lot more with your products also.
We are very animated and creative.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
So mine is Batam lah.
Give me like an ideal day in Batam for you.
Ideal day.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just put it with, I reach Batam at 1.
No. You are already at the hotel.
Already there.
Yeah, already there. Then you wake up for your fresh day.
Okay. Go and eat breakfast first.
Ooh, hotel breakfast?
Hotel breakfast.
Wow.
Okay. Hotel breakfast. That's done. I will go to
naik atas berak lu.
Yeah, correct. We'll go toilet first. Cari toilet.
Correct.
Then after that, tidur sekejap.
Correct.
Tidur sekejap.
Then tak dah bangun siang pun kan?
Betul, terlalu siang. Nak makan breakfast pun nak makan sedap.
Correct.
Okay. So after that dah settle. I will call a driver. Driver will come.
Okay.
Then we will go to Nagoya, is it?
Nagoya Hill.
Yeah. Okay, that's like already lunchtime.
Alright.
So I'll go to Nagoya. Just beside Nagoya, before you masuk the main entrance, there's this place.
So Nagoya Hill got like 2-3 entrance, right?
The main one where a lot of people go in from.
Okay.
The KFC always, lah.
Always jam lah.
No,
the A&W.
A&W.
Oh, A&W, KFC.
Yeah, the A&W entrance there.
KFC tak ada dua
je. Situ, near the entrance, on the left hand side. Oh, left and right actually. Right hand side.
Okay.
Okay, on the right hand side, there's this small like makan place now.
Okay.
The small makan place.
I've been there.
Bro, bakso dia. Seriously? Gila babi, bro. And this is lunch, eh? I'm talking about lunch, eh?
Yeah.
So after I makan my 2 bowls of bakso, okay, that is done.
Which is fucking cheap.
Which is fucking cheap, bro. $1,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
$1 for like big bowl, no. So after that is done, we go into Nagoya. Get the essential needs that we need, like shampoo, whatever crap we need. Then after that, we will walk around Nagoya. Lunch is done already, though. So we will like spend like, don't know, a few hours there. Maybe watch movie or what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come out from Nagoya. Okay. Come out from Nagoya straight away. The entrance there, we'll turn right.
Yeah.
Okay. A&W, you turn right. Walk all the way down. It's like basically a dead end, though.
Okay.
Where on the right hand side got like arcade, mini arcade.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. We'll cross the road.
Okay.
Okay. To this place called shit. What's that?
I also lupa.
I forgot that massage place. It's just beside Happy Puppy. It's a karaoke me tempat.
Okay.
Okay. Bro.
The best.
The bomb lah sial. Okay. Not saying like tempat dirty
kita,
or what lah.
Kita don't go for like spa because to me spa macam
situ
not worth it.
Not worth it is one thing lah. Pasal they know you all are Singaporeans, what?
Oh, jack up lah.
They confirm jack up the price. Although it's stated there. Tapi after that masuk ni masuk tu pak okay.
Yeah.
You're paying the same price like Singapore.
Singapore might as well.
So
the one that we go, okay, 1.5 hour punya massage.
$10.
No.
What?
About $12.
$12.
1.5 hours.
1.5 Whoa. Hours, eh? And I will take 2 hours.
Yeah, she'll always take 2 hours. And
okay, the masseuse there are not those young skimpy type.
Ooh.
No, 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 no,
this
no.
One
no.
Is the
this one is the makcik, bro.
All the
dah belum.
Makcik nenek.
And I tell you, bro.
Javanese massage.
Bro, if okay, because it's like 3 stories though. Okay, so the second floor is all for guys. Third floor all for ladies. Bro.
But if you couple, they can let you sit yeah, by side.
Right, side by side. If aku habis urut and aku tak boleh jalan.
Huh.
Apa? Try to.
No, as in, there's 2 type of tak boleh jalan. No.
One, you can walk. Tapi you just feel like not walking.
Yeah lah, the one is like the shock one. The macam kau dah sel mata dah fuck, I want to go hotel. Like, or. Dia krek 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 krek
sampai tak ada tak ada tak ada krek 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 mati kat dalam situ. Tak ada tak ada, ni okay. Tak ada krek ni kalau nak ada
okay.
Kalau nak krek ada, tapi aku tak go for the krek lah.
You go for the legs.
Legs api bro, lepas tu tak boleh jalan bro. Betul and it's I don't know lah, it's just that tempat urut lah that I will always keep on going back to.
Yeah.
And everybody, all the masseuse has the same touch.
Wow.
They train like everybody
yeah.
to do the same method the same. Or the same process.
So basically, like when I go there.
But we have our personal favorite lah. For years, we will call the same person.
We will call the same person. Then the receptionist is called Shamsul.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Shamsul. A guy. Yeah.
Okay. Masih ingat, Zul.
Masih ingat.
Okay. Shamsul.
That means so, he's really
he will hook us up, no. Whether that person yang kita nak tu ada slot or tak ada slot. He will swap that one to give us what we want.
Wow. So dia kenal you all also lah.
Ah, kenal lah.
Pasal kita dah like 4 years.
Kes macam lepak kat rumah dia gitu lah. Tak ada. Tak lepak sampai ke situ lah. Tapi kita kenal lah family dia.
Okay.
Ah, something
okay.
Like that lah. Okay. So it's memang the bomb lah kat situ.
Okay.
So after the urut.
The dinner though. I'm okay. For the dinner though.
After urut. Okay, after urut
kita
dan
kita balik Nagoya.
We go back to Nagoya.
Baristo.
No, eh. Okay lah, yalah. We can talk about Baristo. Okay. We will go to this place called Baristo.
Okay. Fourth floor dekat Nagoya
third
Hill.
Third floor
at Nagoya Hill.
Third floor.
Bro, okay. Kita 2 orang makan di meja penuh.
Orang sampai tengok kita, orang keliru.
Is it the one that
naik escalator? Tak.
Tepi is glass maksudnya.
No, as you can see throughout.
Yeah. Right? Tengok bawah.
Correct.
Kita ambil like, macam hot plate, salted
egg chicken. Letak we got 8 dishes lah.
About 2 orang.
For like how much?
$20+.
$20.
Damn, sir.
Pasal satu salted egg like hot plate gitu is $3 ya.
Yeah.
So is gila babi ya. So okay.
Gila tu.
After urut.
Orang tengok kita macam cute loss ya.
After urut baristo makan.
Main akit tu.
After makan then maybe. She will go and do her nails. Maybe go and cut hair or what. Okay. So dinner's done eh.
Yep.
So basically my whole day is spent at Nagoya.
Wow.
Okay. Whole day at Nagoya. That's done. Driver will come. Okay. Driver's name is Elvis lah actually.
Okay.
So Elvis will come. He will come. He will know where to bring us next really.
Where?
And it's not to the hotel. It's Kampung Bule. Kampung Bule. Kampung Bule.
It's actually like the bar area.
It's a place where, okay lah guys, all you guys in Singapore, I know y'all know where this place is. Okay, let's not beat around the bush. Okay guys.
Huh? Why you say guys only?
Because it's a, like
it's a Singapore thing there.
Naughty
okay,
area.
So basically Kampung Bule is a place where okay, white people like to go. Like those who stay there for long and you know they want to go there for drinks. Okay, chill. So basically that is your mini boat key.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way lah. Yeah. Okay, so it's bars left and right.
It's like mini Hooters everywhere.
yeah. So it's like crazy ya. Situ memang hot area lah, saya nak cakap. Okay. Kalau lelaki pergi seorang kan. okay, takkan yeah. keluar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, and then after that kat situ, like okay, with all the bars and everything, the starting of that lorong, okay, the alley, there's this place.
Kedai kopi.
Kedai kopi.
Okay. Oh, bro.
Bro.
Dia punya kopi or what?
No, dia punya bro. Nasi goreng, bro.
It's like a restaurant, but you know lah.
Kedai kopi.
Kedai kopi lah. Yeah. It's not a restaurant, it's like kedai kopi.
Oh my god, I can imagine the nasi goreng now, siap.
Tapi bro, memang gila babi, siap. Babi kalau gila, ini lagi gila.
but okay. Judging from all like that, all what you're saying, right? I feel that you can get like the same amount of things. Huh? Elsewhere, what?
As in where?
In
tell me,
Georgia, which is in Indonesia.
Okay.
Bali.
Bali expensive lah.
Bali tak boleh lah, bro.
Bali expensive.
Bali tak boleh lah.
Okay.
Bandung
memang tak boleh juga.
Asal tak boleh?
Bro, expensive bro there.
Ya ke?
You know, in I think 2018, I think like there was one year aku pergi Bandung. Like I brought my mom, I brought my sister, I brought my kids lah pergi Bandung. That few of us, I spent like about 7 grand, bro.
What the?
Yeah.
What you do, sir?
Tak lah, tapi itu pasal
ada
beli.
Kita ada baju-baju raya juga raya. Tapi baju raya satu orang pun baru $50.
Correct. So it's like a whole
rumah moda.
It's like about 6 days trip.
Yeah, so
yalah. Per day on average aku spend about 1,000. Yeah,
so so that's why When you tell me about other places,
tuition is expensive.
Expensive.
And you know how much you will bring to Batam?
100.
No.
50.
No.
70.
No. Why? Shane me tukar pergi Batam at least 1,002.
Oh, sibuk kau buat apa sial?
Tak, pasal you can do wonders there, bro.
Satu,
1,002.
Yeah.
Ah.
Serious.
Kalau kita bawa kita bawa the kids, it's not enough.
Bro,
understand lah.
Okay, okay, let's just put it this way, We go with one duffel bag.
Wait, I feel that this is going to be another like episode now.
Okay, lagi sikit je kita close up.
Yeah, I think lagi sikit lah.
Okay.
One duffel bag.
Okay.
Coming back with 3 other luggages.
But what do you buy there?
Toothpaste, shampoo, air freshener.
Bro, macam that's why I say bro macam macik-macik ah.
Kau pernah pergi Sunwalk? They have all the like the reject
Sunboss.
T-shirt,
Sunboss,
something like that.
Factory outlet.
Yeah. Anak so aku kalau pergi sana je berharga aku.
It's memang gila babi lah. So, okay.
1,002 kadang-kadang nanti Shane cakap, ha tak cukup, withdraw lagi. Cari ATM sih.
So it's like heaven lah, siapa there.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you know like wherever I want to go, you know like okay, then okay we go back to that part lah where I stop. Kita pergi makan that kedai kopi,
nasi goreng,
bakso,
apa.
Okay, settle. So that's done Then kita masuk lorong ah. Masuk lorong pergi ya club apa lagi sih ada kat situ.
Apa tunggu lagi?
Tak boleh.
Dah kat sana terlanjur je lah terus.
Tak boleh. Allah sayang kita. jangan.
But this is all before you converted, right?
Ah yes lah. So masih okay boleh pergi.
Boleh, Allah masih sayang kau.
Betul.
Yeah.
Okay, so after all that is done, Elvis will come back tau. Oh no, Elvis will be first.
Kita ajak dia makan.
Kita pun makan sama-sama. And after that, bro, to top that pancake,
put the cherry on top.
Okay. Till I pop the cherry. No. Okay, yeah. So Elvis will be US. After that, kirakan is the topping ah.
Okay.
The final topping ah.
Okay.
Pisang keju ah.
Apa?
Pisang keju.
At the side of the road, Elvis will only drive us to
terowong that pisang keju.
Terowongan.
Okay.
Settle, bro.
Ooh.
Settle.
Itu ada martabak dia lagi. Bro.
Settle.
So, martabak kan?
Yeah. So basically that is my morning
to night routine.
To night routine every day while I'm there.
So repeat lah.
Repeat. Oh, okay lah. Maybe kita tak pergi Nagoya the next day. Kita pergi some other malls.
Go other malls or.
But tempat urut kita patah balik Nagoya.
Yeah, we will go to like different parts of Batam where hardly people go. Yeah. And Elvis will bring us lah.
Yeah. So your definition of holiday is chill, relax, semua lah.
Spend, makan, tidur,
yeah.
Urut.
But mine is different.
Apa?
Yours apa?
Mine is going to places that aku have never gone.
Okay.
Yeah, not repeating per se. Not saying it's bad, but mine is more like, okay, aku nak pergi sini nari. Then if I go there, then tomorrow I want to go this. A totally, completely different place.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I understand.
So
understand.
Even if I never, let's say I go to Hong Kong, maybe I go to Wan Chai one time. Then after that, I go to a different place. Aku will do that every time. I won't go to the same place and do the same thing.
Correct. I understand. Because, okay lah, sometimes when you think about it, you spend so much. If you want to go back to the same place, it like, makes no sense.
Correct, yeah. The most aku have gone to is Phuket 7 times.
Okay.
Yeah. And all 7 times, I do different things.
Really?
Correct. Yeah, the first time I took a bike first. That's the first time aku tak lesen lah.
Okay.
Yeah, I took a bike. Pasal I have never rode a bike. What? Then the second, third time later I tell you all off cast lah. Kan?
Okay. Faham.
Yeah.
Ping pong show.
I'm not gonna mention it here, but it's not ping pong show. Yeah. So like
Thai boxing.
After that 7th time, right? I have depleted everything that I want to do in Phuket. I'm not gonna go there again.
Oh, so okay, let's just put it this way, eh? You're a type of person that you will go to one place, you will do a certain thing, okay, that is done for the first trip.
Correct.
You go back there for a second time.
Correct.
You do a different, totally different
okay,
thing.
Okay, like per se, aku feel what you feel. Because to me, if aku nak, okay, let's say aku nak pergi Bali. Bali is huge.
Yep.
So bila aku dah cover this part, I want to go the other part bila aku go back.
Correct.
Yeah.
Back to why I say Japan. I've been to Osaka, Tokyo.
Okay.
And I forgot one more lah.
Maria Ozawa.
Semarang.
I think that one I haven't go inside. Oh! This time. Okay. Yeah. So I want to go to Kyoto. I want to go to Mount
Kinabalu.
Mount Fuji.
Oh, Mount Fuji. Yeah. Okay.
That's the only reason why I want to go.
Okay. So it's like those places where it's iconic lah.
Correct.
Betul tak?
Yeah. Like
okay.
I also wouldn't mind going back to New York.
Okay.
No, not New York, US.
Okay.
Yeah, because I haven't go to LA.
Okay.
I want to go LA too.
Yeah. San Fran. Haven't go.
Okay.
Yeah. So my definition of holiday is not just to
lepa
like massage. I'm not saying it's wrong, but my definition is to have another set of experience in my belt.
Goals, sir.
Correct.
Okay.
So bucket list.
So to top it off. If I have a kid now, I can't channel lah.
No. Back to square. Back to first topic.
Okay, understand. But I think, yeah lah. I think that is... I think different people, different
correct
ways of doing things lah. Yeah. When they go for holidays lah.
Yeah. For you, Amy?
Me?
Yeah.
I like to venture new places lah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also like... I think I'm already immune to Shane punya ways of enjoying... your holiday. Pasal kita dah hectic life in Singapore.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, aku pula suka merayap. But he taught me how to say, kita kat sana dah rabak. Kat sini, this is time for you to like chill.
But I also sometimes will do that. But of course, I will go like Malaysia, Batam, Indonesia.
Hmm.
Yeah, but that's not my goal. That's just to chill and relax.
Chill, yeah.
And every time I went to Phuket, it's a totally different people. It's not the same people.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Different set of friends
lah. Who never been there before.
Ada yang
pernah. Yeah. Okay. So the first time I went was with my NS friends.
Ooh.
Then the few times is all colleagues, friends yang tak pernah pergi, yang pernah pergi, yang pergi pingpong. Tak. So no, but that's just the experience lah.
Yeah,
turned out it's a scam. Okay, so.
Memang. Sial korang.
So if y'all don't know what is a ping pong show, Shin, please enlighten.
Okay, so ping pong show is basically when you put ping pongs in places where the sun don't rise.
Yes, correct. The sun set there.
And poop, the thing come out.
And then you have to pay a few sum lah, which is stupid lah.
Okay, I guess we've talked about a few things today.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about peer pressure of family with marriage and kids. We talked about the VTL lanes and shit like that. Then we talked about places where we would go on holidays and shit like that also. So,
and with that,
disclaimer, this is just our personal opinions and views.
Yes. So guys, kalau siapa-siapa terasa, meh sini.
Kau bebas lah.
Rasa abang punya.
Bukan kurang eh. Jangan terasa sangat.
Jangan terasa sangat lah. Not kurang lah. And this is kita punya own
asal dia gitu dah. Gitu dia pegang-pegang mic.
Lain eh.
Siapa rasa makan cili dia rasa pedas ya.
So basically this is our own experiences lah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we hit you on the right spot,
Do DM us.
Okay, no hate, just love. Hashtag.
Ooh. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Hashtag humble. Hashtag ciao everybody.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita enggak biasa. Kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita enggak biasa. The hardest people in the house tonight. They go by the name KKB.
Hello.
Yeah. Get it.
Bukanlah mengata ataupunlah menghina. Kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia.
Bang, bicara, let it go. Everybody in the house, here we go.
Semua
bang, bang, let it go.
Everybody in the house, here we go.
Kalau mengata ya.